about Fall Apple Day, their festival coming up here in just a couple weekends. And we'll also hear from BRI Executive Director, or Director of the BRI, Dr. Stephen Higgs. He'll be joining us here later in the hour. We start off, though, we're going to talk to a few different guests here from Fort Riley about the Fall Apple Day Festival. Here in the studio with me today, I've got Ron Stewart. He's the Fall Apple Day Festival Coordinator. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
And we have Garrison Command Sergeant Major Tim Spikert also joining us. Welcome.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good to talk to both of you here. And again, looking forward to this event. This is a real popular event here in the region. Fall Apple Day Festival scheduled for September 25th with two sessions, looks like 9 to 12 and 1 to 4. Ron, tell us how this year's Fall Apple Day Festival is different from past years.
Well, it's different this year because it'll be in person. Last year we did a virtual Fall Apple Day Festival. So everybody wanted to get back to in person. So that's one way it'd be different. And another way it'd be different will be that everybody will be required to wear their mask at this particular Fall Apple Day Festival. And the event is limited to DOD ID card holders.
Okay, and that's a little bit of a shift from years past. Tell us kind of why this decision was made.
Well, it's no secret that the COVID situation is not where everybody wants it to be at. So as a mitigation process, those decisions was made to limit the number of personnel attending this year.
And how does limiting the crowd size help, do you think, here?
Well, it provides enough room for social distancing. And, you know, pretty much that's it right there, social distancing and the disinfecting of equipment and things like that.
Okay, very good. And this is a really, normally this is a pretty well-attended event, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, this is the most popular event of the year for the installation.
All right. So tell us then, what's going to be available at this year's Fall Apple Day Festival?
Okay, so a lot of things haven't changed. So the Commanding General Mounted Color Guard will still be available. We will still have weapon firing. We will still have the static display. The K-9 Military Police Working Dogs will be there, and it will still be live entertainment. There will also be 12 separate food items that will be sold by the Family Readiness Group. And there will still be apple pie. This is still an apple pie event. You can have it whole, which you could buy it whole, or you can have some at the field, some with pie. I mean, with ice cream, because everybody loves the ice cream and pie together. Yes.
It goes together so well. Apple pie and ice cream, it's like that's a true American thing right there.
Right.
Laser weapons range has always proved to be popular. Will that be available this year?
Yes, that's the weapons firing. That is one of the popular events that people get to interact with. So sometimes you get the kids who rotate numerous times. They just get right back in line because that's how popular that event is.
All right, very good. So I know we mentioned it's kind of limited here who can attend, free and open to DOD ID card holders. So how do people sign up to get a wristband for attending the festival?
Okay, so the Fort Riley Facebook page, there's a link there that you'll click on. It'll take you to the MWR website. And once you get there, there's a little navigation process that you go through. You'll click on the cart. The cart will take you to a page where you will fill in your information, where you will fill in your session. One of the differences that you asked earlier with this particular event is that there is a morning session and an afternoon session. So you'll have to click on which session you want to attend, how many tickets you want, and then you'll click on the button again to the cart. It will ask you either to print it out as a PDF or if you email it to yourself. I think everyone should email it to themselves. That way they'll have it with them on their phone, so when they come to the event that they could get their tickets you get their wristband by just showing it with their phone. There are other locations on the installation that they could get their wristbands. Spare time and the Warrior Zone are one of the two locations that you can get your wristband.
Okay. And again, this is coming up Saturday, September 25th. Again, those two sessions, 9 to 12, and from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. I want to bring on Tim Spikert here, Command Sergeant Major. How are you involved with this year's festival?
Yeah, thanks, sir. So, you know, really involved from the top, making the decisions on, you know, where we're going to do it the old way a few years ago where we had upwards of 10,000, you know, patrons coming through. Obviously realizing that with the Delta variant and everything, you know, our kiddos were a concern, so we wanted to reduce that patron limit and everything. But, you know, I'm tied in with these guys all the way down to the eaches and everything. It's just it's going to be an exciting event, and we're looking forward to everybody who's going to be there.
Yeah, well, I've not been able to get one of the pies here, but I've heard good stories. And Dave Lewis, our program director, has talked about it pretty exceptionally. And I think some of the folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition have talked about the pies. I think they even might have helped in the past. Some of them have, but the recipes, I guess, are just awesome from what I hear.
They are. I have no idea what the recipe is. We were actually just having conversation out there, and everybody's forbidden to talk about the recipe. Last year, I was only involved in peeling apples, and they rushed me out of there once they started cooking the pies. So it's a very close hold recipe.
Has this become then sort of everybody kind of participates? Did everyone kind of pitch in here? Has this been a tradition at Fort Riley?
You know, I think so, sir. I think, you know, with the leadership, we just try to get our allotted times and come out and do whatever the, you know, the pie queens and everybody would like us to do, from just washing the apples to peeling them, you know, cutting them, all the way to, I think, some of the helpers actually get to see some pies being made.
That's pretty cool. Well, it's a wonderful event here, and it's unfortunate we have to limit it, but I think a lot of folks understand why. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still get a pie here. I think the sign-up process, that's ended, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Actually, it's still going on until Friday, the 10th. The pre-sales are still going on. After the pre-sales, they could get their pies at the event itself.
Okay.
Right, so they could get a whole pie. The price will go up a little bit, or they could get slices.
So if somebody's not a DOD ID card holder, if they know somebody, can they give them the money and have them get a pie? Or
well, actually, they could get their pies the day before.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned masks will be required. If there's anything else people want to learn more about Fall Apple Day, what do they need to do?
They could go to the Fort Riley Facebook page. And that information will be there. The Garrison Public Affairs Office is constantly updating that page with new information that comes out. So if they want to stay up to date, they can go to that page right there.
All right. I wouldn't say it's the most popular event on Fort Riley, but it's certainly right up there, maybe at the top, and maybe one or two.
It is the most popular event.
Is it? Okay.
I'm biased. That's why I say
okay, that. Very good. Well, I know a lot of folks really look forward to it, and we're looking forward to it as well. September 25th, again, the two sessions, 9 to 12, 1 to 4. Is there anything else from you guys that you want to make sure to pass along to our listeners?
Yeah, I definitely appreciate being on here. You know, we do want to talk to anybody who has concerns regarding their personal health, you know, including compromised immune system and high-risk health conditions. You know, please, you don't have to attend. We would actually prefer if you didn't attend the event because, again, we're trying to limit the patron limit, trying to reduce any spread of the virus. So if you do have a compromised immune system, definitely stay home. But you can log into the Facebook, you know, page, Fort Riley Facebook page, and you know, see follow-ups and everything of the event.
Okay, very good. Well, it's that's good advice there, and we want to make sure everybody stays safe, but still have a safe and very good event here for everybody. All right, guys, thanks so much, and we'll talk to the Pie Queen and some other folks here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio, KMAN.
Hey, thank you.